In our lives, family are usually the people that we go to when we need to be steered in the right direction, or when we need advice on something bigger than ourselves. Being an older sibling is a big role that takes time and patience to master. As the oldest sibling, you have to set the right example with everything and always be a sort of parent figure when your parents aren't around. In this story, Pat Winter will tell the story about her experience being the oldest of six. Not only will she talk about the downfalls of being the oldest, but also the tremendous perk. The story of Pat Winter will be told by Emma Winter, and the story of Rick Winter will be told by Jack Winter. Can I talk to you about what happened the day that your younger brother almost drowned at the YMCA?
YMCA with my younger
brother. Tell me what happened.
Mark and Rick, and we went swimming, and our parents were not there. So we went around, and we were swimming, and they couldn't swim, so they were, holding on to the edge, like kids do. And they were told not to go into the deep end, but Rick did anyways. And I asked Mark where he was, and he said he hasn't seen him in a little while. He said that he went swimming in the deep end. So I started getting very mad and went running over to the deep end. I didn't really see him, so as we started looking around in the locker rooms and places around the pool. So I took another look, and after that we didn't see any results. So I took another look in the pool, and I saw somebody. And the reason that we didn't see him in the beginning is because his bathing suit matched the lines at the bottom of the pool. So I started screaming for help. Nobody heard me. And I knew there had to be a lifeguard on duty. So I looked around for her, and I found her on her stand. So I told her that my little brother was at the bottom of the pool. And she obviously didn't care. So I pulled her in and told her to go to the deep end and save my little brother. Eventually got him out. We took him to the hospital. He was in there for 2 or 3 months. And he had to learn a few things over again because he was practically blue and his brain got damaged.
So what compelled you to actually force the lifeguard up the stand? Because she was an adult and you were only a child at the time, not even 10 years old. So what made you do that?
I was only thinking about my little brother and that he was probably going to die.
Did you, in the moment, did you think about the consequences of potentially hurting her or even just disrespecting an adult like that? Because I know that maybe if this wasn't your brother, your parents would not be okay with this. Am I right?
Yeah, but I didn't care. All I cared about was trying to help.
What happened after they got him out of the water? Did they call an ambulance right away?
I called the ambulance, and she started to give him CPR because he wasn't breathing at the time and he was blue. So,
did the CPR work when she did it, or did it only work when the ambulance did it?
It only worked when the ambulance did it. She wasn't very well trained, I guess.
Okay. Did your parents think of, all this that happened? What did they think of what you did? What did they think of your brother not listening to you? What did they think about the lifeguard?
Well, they weren't happy with my brother or the lifeguard, but they were fine with what I did because they knew that he probably would have died if I didn't push the lifeguard in and try to save my brother.
Yeah. And what happened? Did the lifeguard feel bad after? Did she apologize?
Yeah, she apologized. And she was really sorry because she knew that she had done something wrong.
Yeah. And she was fired after this event, right?
Yes. And we eventually sued her.
Okay.
For damages.
And if this were to happen nowadays, do you think things, consequences and such, would be a lot worse with a lifeguard and stuff?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So, you said earlier that your younger brother Mark was there when this happened?
Yes.
And what did he do? What was he doing as all this was going down?
He was, literally crying in a corner because he knew that he was close with his brother and he didn't want him to get hurt in any way.
So, after this all happened and he was in the hospital for a while, How did your family cope with all this? Were they upset about it, or did they just take it as it happened and were thanking God that he's still here?
They were kind of doing both, because they were trying to inform my brother that what he did was not okay, and they taught all of my brothers and sisters to swim and everything, but they were thankful that he was still there, because they know that it was a gift that
I was, of course, there. Yeah, that's understandable. So, if this were to happen to you, do you think your brothers would have done the same thing?
I hope so.
Do you think they were old enough? Like, do you think that if it was opposite and you were the one at the bottom, would they have been old enough to tell this lifeguard what to do?
Probably not old enough, but they would have good enough intentions to try.
Yeah, of course. So, how did you feel after all of this? Like, were you happy with yourself, or were you, like, you were just glad it everything ended up being somewhat okay?
I was proud of myself that I had helped him, but I also was really thankful that that he's just alive.
So, the boundary that you crossed was obviously pushing the lifeguard into the pool, right?
Yes.
And at the time, you just... It was just first instinct to you.
Yeah.
And you also crossed the boundary of not only throwing somebody in the pool, but in a way disrespecting an adult, even though that was the right choice to make.
I wouldn't find it disrespectful. I would find it disrespectful of her for drawing when she knew that there were little kids in a swimming pool with a deep end. Yeah. That she was drawing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so, Rick, can I talk to you about the time that you were at the YMCA with your older sister and younger brother and you almost drowned?
Sure.
Okay, so just tell me the story or what you remember of the story when this happened.
My older sister, Patty, took me and my younger brother, Mark, the YMCA in Upper Darby, and me and my brother Mark were playing in the shallow end, hang on to the edge because we couldn't swim yet, and me and Mark were playing around, and I went down to the deep end, and I slipped and fell under, and later I found out, after I was in the hospital for a long time, I heard from people that I almost drowned and died.
Okay, and what did you hear about what your sister did when this was all going down?
I heard that they told the lifeguard who was talking to someone that I was drowning and down there, and the lifeguard didn't believe him, and she ended up pushing the lifeguard in.
Wow. Why do you think that the lifeguard didn't believe your sister?
Because we were young and we were there without our parents, and she thought we were just messing around, probably.
If this was your younger brother or one of your other younger siblings, do you think you would have done the same thing for them?
Of course.
Okay. How do you feel about what happened to you?
I feel that it was the fault of the lifeguard. And not as much mine, because I was young and joking around, and it was the lifeguard's job to look out for me.
Do you think it was your fault at all that you didn't listen, since your sister had specifically told you not to go in the deep end?
Of course, but I think it was more the lifeguard's job to look after the pool.
Okay. How big of an age difference was you and your brother?
About 2 years.
Okay. What did your parents think of everything that happened that day?
They were very surprised, and they were proud of Patty for pushing the lifeguard into the pool, and which ended up saving my life. And they were very angry at the YMCA for picking someone with such little knowledge and safety.
Okay. If you were the lifeguard, would you have believed a child, if they were telling you this? She was only about, what, 10 years old?
Of course I would have looked, because somebody's life could have been on the line. So I would have just looked real quick, and if they were lying, I would have told them to stop joking around.
Yeah, but they did, your older sister did say that your bathing suits blended in with the lane lines at the bottom of the pool. Do you think that had any impact on what she thought, just looking in?
Maybe, but I don't even think she looked in from what I've heard. But if that's happened, I could see the misunderstanding.
Yeah. But when someone's life's on the line, it's not really a misunderstanding, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's not a misunderstanding, but I could understand where she's coming from. If it's a mistake of her eyes, she couldn't see it because it blended in with the lining of the pool.
Yeah. So it was a huge boundary that your sister crossed when she pushed this lifeguard into the pool, right?
Yeah, but it was needed.
Yeah. Do you think that it was disrespectful of her since she was an adult, the lifeguard was an adult, and your sister was only a child?
Yes, because it's her job to look after the kids at the pool. That's what she gets paid to do, and that's what she's been trained to do.
So you think it was disrespectful of the lifeguard, not your sister?
Yes.
Okay. What happened when you were in the hospital? What did you have to, how long were you there? What did you have to relearn? How did it impact your life?
I was there for a couple months, and I had to relearn stuff that happened right before the event and about the event, because, not enough oxygen was getting in my brain as I was drowning, so I forgot. A lot of stuff. It wasn't long-term, but it was more short-term stuff that people had to fill me in on.
So, after this event occurred, you had no memory of it whatsoever?
Yes.
So, you didn't even remember being at the YMCA or playing around with your brother, none of that?
No.
Okay, and did you remember, things that happened in your life before this point, or was all that gone in your memory, too?
Major events in my family and some important events in my life I can remember. I can remember most of the stuff before the event and just some things that people had to fill me in on.
Okay, so overall, this impacted your life in a big, big way. And this simple mistake by the lifeguard could have cost you your life and could have cost your family so much emotional distress and damage, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I hope you enjoyed my interview, and thank you for listening.